Triple M Mid North Coast, and Stronny Fabrecki and the Steve Miller Band, and the extended intro with the space sound effects for Big Old Jet Airliner. Love that. It is 5:08. Good morning, everybody. How are we? Hope you had a good Tuesday. Again, it was a shocker in the afternoon yesterday. It was so cold. Goodness me. Now, my big trip, my trip of a lifetime I had away in June, July, one of the places I went to was Iceland. That did remind it. Of me. Yeah, it did remind me of it yesterday. Yeah, I can tell you. Got out of the car to do some jobs the better half had given me downtown. And the wind. Please. Anyway, we'll see what today brings. It's going to be sunny today, but the surf really building after those strong winds of the last couple of days. Dangerous surf around. Hutto will check that for us after 6:30. And the southwesterly winds continue today, up to about 30 knots. Can you believe it? I'm still copping it about the weather over the weekend, the rain we didn't get. Well, here we go. Here's another lot predicted by the Bureau. Now, looks like at this stage, Saturday will be mostly sunny. We may get a slight shower on Sunday, but they're saying both Monday and Tuesday next week could be 20 to 40 millimetres on both days. So fingers crossed, folks. Fingers crossed that actually arrives. Now, major news stories of the day, of course, still centering around the Liberal Party and who will run in Malcolm's old seat of Wentworth. The field. The polls have started, and it looks like it'll be October, apparently, the by-election. Anyway, that will run its course, and you and I will just sort of have our eyeballs going around in circles like poker machine wheels, I'd say. Now, in quite a serious story, which you're going to hear more of today, police are investigating a possible murder-suicide after the bodies of a mother and son were found in a home on the Central Coast. Gee, that's an awful story. Locally, inquiries are continuing after the death of a woman and her pet dogs in a single-vehicle car crash at the intersection of Armidale and Hickey's Creek Road west of Kempsey on Monday. And the bushfire danger period for the Mid-North Coast and the Port Macquarie-Hastings local government areas have been brought forward to Saturday. This means landholders will require a fire permit before they light a fire on their property. In sport, as you've heard with Hannah in the news at 5, the Cronulla Sharks Premiership campaign has been rocked by revelations the NRL's Integrity Unit is investigating the club for potential salary cap breaches from 2017. Now, this is on the eve of the finals. Not what you'd call good news for the poor old Sharkies. Now, more towards the games. Tomorrow, Souths take on the Tigers with Wendell Saylor, Mark Geyer, Emma Lawrence and Maroon calling that one. We'll catch up with Maroon tomorrow. Locally in sport, I've got a note from Picky to tell us in bodyboarding, the Port Macquarie Club meeting on Sunday at 6:30 at the Town Beach Car Park. In greyhound racing, the dogs go around at South Kempsey on Saturday, but nominations for that actually close today. And the Port Macquarie Nippers have been in touch. They've got their sign-on day on Saturday from 1 till 3 at the Port Macquarie Pool in Gordon Street. On the show today, plenty happening. It's Father's Day at the weekend, September the 1st on Saturday. And that means Father's Day is on the Sunday. What are you going to get your dad? Well, here at Triple M, it is Guess a Granddad all this week. Thanks to John's Jewelers, we're giving away an NRL watch of your choice or your dad's choice or your grandfather's choice. All right, you've simply got to tell me which one is the granddad. I'll give you two names. Get it right, you hop in the draw on Friday to win that Beaut watch from John's. Also, the Ian Moss ticket giveaway. Of course, we're supporting Mossy's national tour around Australia, the Triple M Network, and we're proud to do it. Thanks to Indian Motorcycles, Ian Moss's national theatre tour will hit the Glasshouse in Port on September 21. An easy question about Mossy today to pick up the tickets. Also, we're going to talk with Marty Sheen, Mid-North Coast local. I've known Marty for a long time. And he lost his dad last year, and his dad had quite a career in rugby league. Now, it's an amazing story about what Marty did with one of his dad's old caps. It's a really good story. I'll get him in to tell that story after 7 this morning. Also, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. If you've heard a good yarn, and Richard told me an absolute classic yesterday. So, Pommy Rich, one of his best. I'll let that one out of the bag before we open the phone lines to you. We've got a bit lunch on offer for our best worst dad joke. Also, $1,000 on the birthday wheel. Another chance to win that today. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Michael Jackson, Richard Attenborough and Ingrid Bergman. The bucket list, what would you do with 10 grand? The last installment of $10,000 gets given away today. Now, I'm going to catch up with a bloke we had on yesterday. Now, when I went to talk to him, as I say, I'm just me in this room here, right? There's no producers. There's no one running around doing stuff. It's just me, right? Anyway, I put this bloke on hold and I go to play the intro and he's got me on hold. Now, I thought he may have got a call, you know, from his boss or something like that while I'm trying to talk to him on air. But apparently he rang back and told that Dean. Now, if you're a bit of a technology, you know, buffoon like I am, sometimes you hit wrong buttons. He apparently hit the wrong button, didn't know how he put me on hold, but he did put me on hold. So I'm going to catch up with Kevin again today and see what he would do with the $10,000. Now, here is a little bit of what happened yesterday. Now, I couldn't believe this. I actually got the giggles. Gold Coast and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131-873. It is the suite there. And Fox on the Run.
Triple M's $10,000 bucket list.
How good is it? The last lot of $10,000 gets given away on Friday. Only Triple M Club members can win, like Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. How are you, champion? He's got me on hold. Don't ever doubt this show isn't live, folks. That is too funny. He's obviously got another call. I cannot believe that. Now, we'll give him about 20 seconds to see if he comes back. But he's got me on hold. There you go. That's a little bit of yesterday's. Now, apparently, he doesn't know how he did it. He doesn't know how he did it, but he put me on hold. How about the music, though? It was very relaxing. And just, we'll be with you in a moment. Oh, dear, I've got to get a real job one day. 13-27-10, our telephone number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:15.
We apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Strawny's Breaky Show. How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Make your next greening project a success with advice from our qualified horticulturalists.
The White House, Washington, D.C., where President Donald Trump was hard at work in the Oval Office.
Come on, answer the phone, you rusty peckerhead.
President Vladimir Putin here. Do not call me a peckerhead again.
Hey, how did you know I said that?
Why do you bother calling me? I can hear you. Just talking to the microwave oven.
No, that is not true. That is fake news. But now I've got you. Listen, I'm having trouble convincing Congress to repeal our stupid health care system. You know, Obamacare.
Ah, I know, because your replacement plan will dodge 24 million Americans out of health insurance.
Right. So I want to change that. I'm interested in your system, where health care is free for every filthy commie in Russia.
What? You wish to implement our free health care model in your country?
What? Oh, hell no, no. I want to know if you'd mind if the people of America joined Russia's healthcare system. It'd get me out of a lot of doo-doo, and I... Hey, he hung up, the rude son of a bitch.
I heard that!
Okay, now who's next? Who else has free healthcare? Oh, why the hell aren't all Americans rich enough to afford health insurance, dumbass, underprivileged morons?
Buenos dias, President Pina Colada of Mexico speaking.
Hi, amigo, Donald Dump. Damn rude taco muncher. Okay, so who else? Stupid healthcare crap. I never promised the voters that I will make America well again.
Yes, British PM Theresa May speaking.
Hey, babe, it's the dumpster. What are you wearing?
Oh, God. right.
Hey, now listen, honey, about your free healthcare system.
Yes. Vladimir just told me. You want Americans to join someone else's healthcare system.
So how about it, babe?
I don't think so, Donald. Our National Health Service could never cover the mental health bill. I mean, half of America voted for you, for heaven's sake.
Oh, come on, honey. There's one of Donald's special kisses in it for you. Damn, what a dried-up old witch.
I have that. I will tell on you.
Oh, shut up.
Johnny Lakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Hundreds of Aretha Franklin fans from nationwide came to Detroit yesterday to view the body at the city's Museum of African American History. The Queen of Soul will lie in state at the institution through until Wednesday, and she'll also be remembered at a private star-studded funeral on August 31st. She certainly stirred a nation.
It means soul music. I grew up on this music. That's what it means to me.
We love Aretha Franklin, man. We grew up off of her. Our parents grew up, and we grew up in the basement off of this, man.
Aretha Franklin was definitely a living legend for, like, Chaka Khan, Anita Baker. You know, she opened up a lot of gates. She was the first one with a pink Cadillac.
Well, last night on Survivor, champions versus contenders, a controversial tribal council resulted in a two-tribe vote, finally bringing WA management consultant Tegan's fiery gameplay to a close.
Tegan, the tribe has spoken.
They well and truly have.
Time for you to go.
Thanks.
Johnny.
Fishing best bet.
And here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Johnny.
Oh, look, during the early part of the day, I was looking out the window while foot soldiering around here at Triple M, and it looked beautiful and sunny. And then by the time I got to get out in the afternoon, about 4, it was like Iceland again out there.
Yeah, the temperature dropped pretty quickly
Gee, what a shocker. How did the fishing go?
Yeah, not much good. Yeah, we're really struggling at the moment, mate, because we haven't had this rain that we wanted. And unfortunately, the water's so clear, so the fish are just not moving around, so they're not hungry. You know, they're just sitting in their holes and they're just saying, oh, I'll wait until I get a bit of nutrient in the water before I start moving around, a bit of cover. That's the main reason, as we know. You know, drought on the land, drought at sea. And that's the main reason.
Now, Bluey, you'll probably string me up for this, but I'll tell you anyway, right? After what happened last week when we predicted all the rain, they're at it again, all right? Now, this time, they're saying, look, Saturday's going to be beautiful and sunny, right? Sunday, possible shower, 90% chance of between 1 and 5 mils, but here's the big one, right? Monday and Tuesday, 90% chance of between 20 and 40 mils, both days.
Okay.
Now, remember last week they got it wrong. They said the weekend was going to be like that. It was an absolute... Yeah. Remember when your bungers didn't work, Bluey, for crack of night? Yes. You'd call it a fizzer. No one calls it that anymore, do they? You say, oh, I was a fizzer.
No.
Well, let's hope there's not another fizzer on Monday and Tuesday, so they're predicting between 40 and 80 millimetres over those 2 days.
Yeah, well, okay, let's wait and see.
Otherwise, I'm going to get another mask, Bluey, to wear when I get out of this place. Fair dig. All right. What about today? Where are we going to go, given that you've got the wind at your back again, the swell is on the march, that's the only thing, and the top of the tide at 10, where are we going to go?
Yeah, it's a sump day today, so we'll take it nice and easy. But we might just go to the breakwaters this morning. We'll cut up a bit of mullet, and we'll just try for a nice quality brim this morning on that rising tide.
Breakwaters for brim.
So there's really much strength in that wind, and we should get away with a fairly reasonable day fishing.
Okay, all right. That sounds good. Now, you've got a few clubs out this weekend?
Yes, we've got the Hathead Amateur Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. It's 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse for the barbecue. Also, the Southwest Rock Sea Breeze Hotel Fishing Club. Their weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden on Sunday with a barbecue. And also our good friends at Red Rock, the Red Rock Fishing Club, have got their monthly comp on. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in at the Corindai Hotel with a barbecue. And Alpha Mulloway is thinking about fishing in that comp.
Oh, no. Here comes the bad weather. God, okay, fair enough. Now, talking about the rocks, Bluey, it's a big week for Southwest Rocks because I know at the Seabreeze, which is one of your favourite spots to frequent when the rare occasions you do have a holiday, it's German week. It's turned into a German beer hall all this week, Bluey. How would you go with
that? That'll go well with a weigh-in, wouldn't it?
Oh, it will. In the leather lederhosen, you could wear them, a little hat with a feather in it, and a big stein of beer. Now, also, the sculpture at the jail's been on for a couple of weeks. Some really marvellous pieces there. $3,000 worth of prizes on offer. Saturday at 11, they're going to announce the winner there. It's a popular vote on who, if you've gone to see the exhibition, you vote on it as to who the winner is. So it's going to be a big, big weekend at the Rocks, Bluey, huh?
Yeah, that's very good.
Very nice indeed. Now, have you got one planned, Bluey? Is there a couple of days coming up you're going to have planned?
Not at the moment, I haven't, no.
Well, you better plan.
I wouldn't mind going back to the Gold Coast on the Macleay,
The Gold Coast of the Macleay, as Bluey calls it, all right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this then. In the most complicated tipping comp there is in the world, the Sports Power League Ladder.
Yeah, good morning to Gordo on Gordon Street. Yes, well, I'm still leading, but only just. The apprentice mechanics still give me a hard time. Third place has swapped places again, with Toywell going back into third place from BMX. Bad news is the Worm has dropped out of the top 20.
Oh, no.
2 points is back in the top 20, so she's happy about that. And congratulations to you, Strawny. Top scoring with 26 points for the round.
Oh, thank you very much. And am I in the top 10?
No.
Don't build me up like that and then knock me down. Oh, good on you, Bluey. Thank you very much for that. Now, also, how's your neck? You're still looking over that shoulder of yours, aren't you?
I know. I'm still having a lot of trouble with that. The apprentice mechanic's just annoying me at the moment.
What about BMX? I thought BMX got a few points on you this week.
No, he didn't get enough points on me.
I thought he did because of his dogs.
Yeah, he got a few points, but Toywell did better than him and overtook him.
All right, okay. Wolf.
They're all coming for me. I know they're all coming for me, but it's not long to go.
Now, listen, have you rung Paddle Pop to say, are you okay? Have you rung him?
Paddle Pop's good.
Yeah, he is. Paddle Pop's good. Even after the St. George effort?
Yeah, no, he says just a minor hiccup on the way to the final.
Okay.
Final.
Yeah, well, good on you, Paddle Pop. Stay strong, champion. Stay strong. All right, Bluey, thank you very much for that. Just repeating today, the swell's on the march. You're going to keep it on the break walls, Bluey?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll go on the break walls and try for a brim on Muller Strips.
All right, thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Sunny and a top of 20 on the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Inquiries are underway following the death of a woman and her pet dogs in a single vehicle crash west of Kempsey on Monday. At about 10:30 a.m, a Honda Civic was travelling on Armidale Road at Hickey's Creek when it left the road near an intersection and struck an embankment. The vehicle caught fire and its occupants passed away. Mid-North Coast Police will prepare a report for the coroner. There have been two break-ins at Mid-North Coast Pounds, one in Maxville on Sunday and another in Kempsey on Monday night or Tuesday morning. No dogs were injured or stolen from the Maxville Pound. However, in Kempsey, two were stolen, one killed and another injured. Officers are looking to establish whether the incidents are linked. Call police or Crime Stoppers with any details. Over the coming months, the Macleay Valley Community Drug Action Team will be holding 3 workshops illustrating the effects of alcohol on the unborn child. The workshops are free, but bookings are essential, the first of which is on today. Secretary of the Drug Action Team, Mavis Simons, says everyone should be aware of the potential dangers.
So we're not sort of singling out one group of people, but there is a need to educate the whole community, I believe, on fetal alcohol syndrome, because when we've talked to people at different events and activities that we've done, they had very little knowledge of fetal alcohol syndrome.
Call Kempsey TAFE now to make the 11 a.m. workshop. The state has reduced its litter volumes by 37% since 2013, and Port Hastings Council is looking to increase the downward trend. In the past 12 months, Council has issued some 138 fines to irresponsible litterers. Council Group Manager Maria Doherty says as a coastal region, it's critical waste ends up in the bin and not in the waterway. The Coastal Warriors at one stage picked up 7,000 cigarette butts in one foreshore clean-up. Now to sport. Wrapping up the junior levels of the now completed season of the North Coast AFL. In the under-11s, the Nambucca Valley Lions took on Northern Beaches Blues, the Lions winning 6-7-43 to 1-8-14. In the under-13s, Macleay Valley Eagles 5-13-43 were too strong for the Coffs Harbour Breakers 4-3-27. In the youth girls competition, the grand final was a thriller, with the Coffs Harbour Breakers earning a 1-point win over the Grafton Tigers. The final game was in the under-15s. In that one, a comfortable 54-point win to the Sawtelle Taormina Saints. And that's the latest. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44th Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light west to southwesterly wind blowing, producing clean conditions in those protected southern corners. And the southern corners have a few small waves this morning. The swell is out of the southeast. Wave size around that 3 foot mark. If you want something a little bit bigger, head to the open beaches. Open beaches are attracting a few bigger waves. As I said, wave size around that 5 feet mark. That swell will increase during the day, so keep an eye on those waves. I expect this afternoon to have some solid waves hitting our beaches. We do have a high tide around 10:15 this morning. Low tide is around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 17 to 18 degrees. Further north, it's around 21 degrees.
Now, also, Hutto, I heard you had some tradespeople at your place yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, I had a few tradespeople down here. Nevin and a few of the boys were down here doing a little bit of work in our place.
And is that right? I mean, we know how clear the sky is. Is that right he saw a full moon there yesterday?
Yeah, apparently he saw a full moon, but I thought the full moon was on Monday night. But, you know, silly Nev, you know, never know what he sees down here.
All right. Thank you, Hutto. We will talk to you in half an hour.
No problem. See you, Strawny.
Triple M.
Experience the RXF Sport. Demonstrator opportunities at Lexus of Port Macquarie.
A sunny afternoon coming up. It's a beautiful morning, a little bit frosty and foggy inland. Light winds today. As Hutto mentioned, large and powerful surf, 15 to 20 degrees now for the boaties. Southwesterly winds to 20 knots. The Bluey Waters fishing best bet. Try the breakwalls for a brim on mullet strips. And the three-day outlook tomorrow, sunny, large and powerful surf, 21. Friday, partly cloudy. Medium chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening in 20. And Saturday, mostly sunny and again 25 degrees. At the moment, 5 in Coffs, 4 in Kempsey, 7 in Port, and 5 degrees in Taree.
Father's Day. Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to the Port City Bolo. For Father's Day, there's live music, steak and beer specials at the Drift Cafe and Bar. Triple M.
Now, are you ready for the Mossy quiz? Here we go. 13-27-10, more tickets to give away to see the great Ian Moss, presented by Triple M and Indian Motorcycles, on his national theatre tour at the Glasshouse on September 21. 13-27-10, very, very easy questions in the quiz. 13-27-10, who would like to play? Two tickets on offer to see one of the greatest rock and roll voices there is in Australian music. 13-27-10, who's stepping up to the plate to have a crack? All right. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Good morning. Strawny, it's Shaz from Hathead.
Shaz from Hathead. How are you, Shaz?
Good, thank you.
All righty. Now, here is your question. I'll give you the drum roll again. Okay. Righto, Shaz. Now, in 1989... Ian Moss started his solo career after the Chisel breakup, and his first solo single was called, Tucker Taught Her, Tucker's Daughter, or A Truckie's Door?
It's got to be Tucker's Daughter.
Tucker's Daughter, of course. It was Tucker's Daughter. Fantastic. Now, you're a Mossy fan?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's some type of voice, isn't it? And I know, and Cold Chisel, like Bow River, like he just owns that song, doesn't he?
And the acoustic guitar that he plays is brilliant.
Yeah, it is too. Well, it's an acoustic show. Now, I know the poor old staff at the Glasshouse sometimes don't like acoustic shows because people come and complain afterwards, but it is a fantastic way to see, an artist like Ian, who's the guitar is part of him, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. What's your favourite Mossy song?
Tucker's Daughter.
Do you want me to play it?
I would love you to, please.
Okay, all right, here we go. Especially for Shaz of Hathead, today's winner in the Mossy quiz. Good on you, Shaz! Woohoo!
I know when I'm fishing around my pots and pan cupboard. I don't want any nasty little surprises.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee, good morning, who is telling me with Father's Day coming up that his dad used to tell terrible dad jokes too, and that's coming up next hour.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Don't they all?
Now, what was he one who rolled out the same one all the time, like at Christmas, or were they the newies? He'd have new material.
He couldn't get away with it because my brother especially would rip into him if he said the same joke twice. So he had to be careful.
Okay, had to keep his material fresh.
Yeah.
All right. Dad's Day coming up on Sunday. And remember, later on, next hour, we're going to give you the chance to win Dad an NRL watch thanks to John's Jewellers in Guess a Granddad. Okay. Yes. What are the papers saying today, Lee?
Yeah, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today, catch of the pay is the headline there. The Cronulla Sharks are being investigated for salary cap breaches.
Now, that may have been a Freudian slip.
Yeah, salary be cap. Careful there. Well, probably is one of those as well.
Yeah,
dating back to 2015, that is, casting a shadow over their historic 2016 premiership and rocking this year's finals campaign. The Telegraph can reveal investigators from the NRL's integrity unit arrived at Sharks League's club 3 months ago after the club self-reported suspicious payments. As well as that, Libs could be spent in Wendt. The Liberal Party's primary vote in Wentworth has plunged from 62 to just 39% since Malcolm Turnbull said he would retire from politics after being overthrown as Prime Minister. And Australia's birth rate has fallen so dramatically that medical experts are warning it may be time to introduce fertility classes at high school. Amazing. And the Sydney Morning Herald reports drought relief blasted. A top government advisor has blasted Australia's response to drought, saying billions of dollars have been wasted in taxpayer-funded rescue packages that do not help farmers. And 7-Eleven rejects pleas to close dangerous store at night. A 7-Eleven franchisee has begged the convenience store giant to allow him to close his outlet at night after a spate of armed robberies in Sydney.
All right. Thank you, Lee. And luckily with you, it's pretty busy in the newsroom too.
Yeah, pretty full on around here at the moment, especially around Kempsey, where inquiries are underway following the death of a woman and her pet dogs in a single vehicle crash to the northwest of Kempsey at about 10:30 a.m. A Honda Civic was travelling on Armidale Road at Hickey's Creek when it left the road near an intersection and struck an embankment. That vehicle caught on fire and, unfortunately, its occupants passed away.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Yes.
Absolute shocker. All right, Lee, further details of that coming up, plus all the local sport with Lee Jollo in a matter of around 7 or 8 minutes time from now as he hurtles down the hallway. Thank you, Lee.
Cheers, mate.
Triple M coming up to 16 past 7. This is a great story. Now, Marty Shino, I've known for 1,000 years. That's how old we are. He's joining me this morning to tell a great story about his family and about a great piece of rugby league memorabilia. Thanks for coming in, Marty. Now, I used to think I had the oldest car in this car park here. You've beat me. How much did you pay for your car?
I paid $200 for it.
200, see? You Sparkies, they're cunning. They are cunning. Marty, I know it was a rough year last year. You lost your dad. But yep. Dad had with him a great piece of sporting memorabilia, and it's a great story. You ended up in Sydney in front of a whole host of great people to tell the story. Tell us how it unfolded about Dad's memorabilia.
My dad had his father's hat, my grandfather's hat, from the 1917 game for South Sydney, when they had the premiership.
1917, played in the premiership-winning team.
Yeah. So his brother he played in the 1916 year. My grandfather debuted 1917, and they had the hat. Now, when Dad died, we found the hat.
Yep.
We donated it back to South Sydney. The idea was that we were just going to hand it over, you know, get a handshake,
yep,
watch a game of football and have a few beers. And then at the end of it, it turned into this unbelievable facade of greats coming out. We had dinner with the Governor General, Ray Martin. I ended up having to do a speech in front of 120 people, which I wasn't prepared for.
And what, was Rusty in the crowd as well?
No, he wasn't. He was supposed to come up from Victoria, but he'd been down there filming.
Yep.
And I'm glad he didn't, because it would have taken all the hype away from myself.
Just quietly, how good's his beard for the Ned Kelly film he's in?
I know.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. No, he's
so
looking good.
You've got the Governor General, you've got Ray Martin, you've got the South Sydney President, I suppose.
And yes. And the Chairman.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the table. It was all set up by a mate of mine, Brad Fisher, and his mate, Herc, who happened to be a really good friend of Russell Crowe's. And they're both Qantas pilots, and they were just talking one day over breakfast in LA and mentioned the fact that my father had played for South, and there was this hat that we were going to transfer over. And
isn't that a great story?
Yeah, so that's how it all sort of came to be.
Fantastic. So you had to give the big speech, and tell me, Marty, did you have your the cue cards there, or was it just all off the cuff?
Mate, it was off the cuff. I was
good
told,
on you. Fantastic.
I was told I had to go and make this speech.
Yep.
And I said, I'm not doing a speech. I've got nothing prepared.
Yep.
And I had 10 minutes. And they said, well, you've got to. So I said, well, I'm going to say thank you very much and goodbye. But as it turned out, it sort of went on. Yeah.
What did Dad tell you about that time and about your grandfather and his great sporting history?
Mate, well, Dad grew up with... Well, what happened was my grandfather married Benny Wearing's sister.
Yep.
So it was all South Sydney, all combined with South Sydney.
Yep.
And Dad would tell me stories about how they go through South Sydney, through Redfern, and people would jump on the side of their car and stop the car and shake his hand and all this sort of thing. It was just bizarre. But Dad went through and he played South. And then he was tipped to be another international because he was being trained by 4 first graders and 2 internationals.
Yep.
So he was going to go on and be an international himself, and he was a very good footballer. But when he went off to war up into the islands, he got malaria, and evidently it affected the spleen in those days, and unfortunately he couldn't play, and that was the end of his career.
Isn't that an amazing story?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But it's the whole family's been South Sydney, but he loved it. And it was...
When you won the comp, was he there?
Dad wouldn't have been, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, this last in 2014.
Yeah, yeah, 2014.
Well, he was, yeah, and it was just before... he actually said to me, all I want to do is see South Sydney win the grand final, and he said, I'll quite happily die.
Yep.
And I said, well, you promised me that? He goes, yes, because he was
sick.
Yeah, he was very sick.
Yeah.
And as it
He saw it.
He saw it, and I said to him, okay, mate, off your perch. And he said, don't I even get time to celebrate? And I said, no, you're gone.
You're a hard taskmaster too. Good on you, Marty. That is a great story, and I know one that's going to live with you for a long time, and the family. I've seen the photos and all that, but to give the big speech there at the Olympic Stadium, absolutely fantastic. You weren't handing out business cards for the kids there, were you?
Actually, mate, a couple of went out.
You're worse than real estate blokes, you Sparky. Fair dinkum. Marty, thanks for coming in and joining us. It's a great story, and to have that link with the Mid-North Coast with South Sydney is just amazing. And what about this year? You're confident this year?
Mate, the last couple of games, we haven't been too good, but...
I hear your brother.
Yeah, we're still hoping, mate. There's still time.
All right, thanks. Marty Sheehan, great story. 7:21, coming up, Cactus, and Donald Dump talks to Vladimir Puthing in Cactus. Here at Triple
M. My friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, Act 1 on the program is a duo. Can you believe this? We started this yesterday about 8:45. I've got both young fellas there ready to have a crack this morning from the North Haven Public School. Tom, what's your yarn for us today, champ? No, and he's listening to the radio, right? You know, that was always going to go pear-shaped. Goodness me. Anyway, all right. Remember, if you're going on the wireless, have the radio down. Otherwise, you're going to hear it 8 seconds back. Back, 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 back. John, you haven't got your radio on?
Yep.
Hopefully, we'll catch up with those two young fellas next week. What's your yarn for us, John?
Well, there's these two Mexican detectives, and they're investigating the death of a bloke named Juan. One of them says to the other, he said, how do you know? He said, oh, you were shot with a golf gun. He said, what's a golf gun? He said, I don't know, but it made a hole in one.
No, a golf gun. Oh, no. Act 3, Joanne, good morning. What's your dad joke for us as Father's Day approaches Sunday? Uh-huh. Is that better? Try it, Joanne.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your yarn?
There were two fish in a tank, and one turned to the other and said, "Do you know how to drive this thing?"
Yes, we have heard that one before, but it is a goodie. Goodness me. Worst Joke Wednesday, living up to its name yet again here at Triple M. Someone help me.
Strawny for breakfast.
Breakfast. Triple M. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and the bucket list, $10,000. What would you do with it? Gee. Only Triple M club members can win. It is the Go-Go's there and our lips are sealed. It is 9 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and who is the winner out of that? Now, we didn't get to talk to Tom and Nate because they were, well, the radio was just going when I went to it there. We had John and Joanne in the running here. We go to the soundproof booth to the hanging judge, the great Glenn Stewart. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm well, Strawny, you?
Terrific, buddy. Who do you like out of that lot?
Look, I think I'm going to have to give it to John from Port Macquarie.
The golf. The golf gun. The golf gun. Ah, John.
Where's all the golfers?
He put a hole in one, please. All right, congratulations, John. A $35 voucher coming away to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant, which, talking about dad jokes and Father's Day, they are getting ready for the big day on Sunday.
Ah, yeah. It's Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what about this? We've got some specials for Father's Day. So we're pretty heavily booked, so we're probably taking early bookings and later bookings, but around that 12 to 12.30 mark.
Okie dokie, yeah.
Packed.
I could hear you rustling around looking for that sheet of paper, you know.
I've got it right here.
See, I know. So I know when he's padding. I know when he's padding.
Combo for, and a schooner.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And steak and seafood combo.
Steak and seafood combo and a schooner.
A regular steak special on Sunday.
Excellent stuff. All righty. Now, members draw tonight's getting up there.
$6,000. Creeped up.
$6,000 tonight. Now, Jerry's also doing the trivia, and here's the getting question, which we like to give out on the Brekkie Show, if you're going along to the trivia with Jezza tonight. Which state in America has the nickname the Volunteer State? Is it Oklahoma, Tennessee, or Virginia? All right. Which state in America has the nickname the Volunteer State? Is it Oklahoma, Tennessee, or Virginia?
So if you feel like having a dance on Friday too.
Who we got?
We've got In a Groove on Friday.
In a Groove, yep.
And we've got the Pam Hayata Band. These are great, these guys.
Oh, yeah, they're really awesome. Go off. I've heard they're fantastic.
And there's some music on Sunday.
Music on Sunday as well for Dad there at the great Port City Bowling Club where the hanging judge, Glenn Stewart, presides on most Wednesdays over our worst dad joke. Did you hear the one that the sales bloke gave me earlier on too?
Did it have anything to do with the Roosters?
No, nah, listen, don't start.
Carry on.
And I've got to say, too, you're going to the old boys round for your beloved Newcastle Knights.
Yes.
How come we had three men and a dog at the Roosters versus Brisbane and you've sold out your last game?
That's what we do, mate. We're supporters.
Isn't that great? Good on you. Yeah, it's got to say about Newcastle. It'll be a great atmosphere there.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so...
Old Boys Day's
great. Yeah, fantastic stuff. So there you go. All good luck to the mighty Newcastle Knights.
Oh, I hope so.
All right, buddy. Take
care.
Mate,
be good. Happy Father's Day to all.
Happy Father's Day to everybody. You can spend it at the Port City Bowling Club. The bookings are filling fast. Talk to them today. 65831 8311 33. And Bobby will be driving the courtesy bus.
I think he might be, Bobby.
Good idea. Thank you, Glenn.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
We'll have a look at weather around the country next here at Triple M.
For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's try and give away $1,000 on a midweeker that hopefully turns into a cracker for Moz in Port. How are you, Moz?
I'm good, thank you, Mark. How are you?
Terrific. You got your fluffy slippers on this morning, Moz?
Oh, most definitely. It's a bit chilly.
I know. It's going to be worse tomorrow. They're going to be minus one or something tomorrow.
Please.
Goodness me. Now, let's have a look at what's happening on the birthday wheel. It is currently sitting there motionless. I've got to spin it and spin up your birthday for $1,000. What have you got for me, Moz?
Number 15, please, Mark. Number
15, all right. Number 15.
Come on, 15.
Come on, 15.
Please.
Come on.
15.
Oh, it's landed on the number 17. We were two off. I was... Miles, I can't give you the cash, but I thank you for the call. Now, end of the month, which is only a couple of days away, Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, okay?
Right.
Thank you, Mozzie. Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today around the Mid-North Coast. We've got a few luminaries today. Happy first birthday going out to Liam Williams from Mum, Dad and your family and friends. Good on you, Liam. Also, Paul Howell from Barrowville is also birthdaying today. And one Jeffrey Polverino is one off one with a big O next to it. Good on you, Jeff. Oh, mate, you are close. You are close. On the job sites today, if you see him, he's one off one with a big O. And people like Jeff and Paul and Liam are sharing their birthdays with Michael Jackson. Jeff Polverino shares his birthday with Michael Jackson. Isn't that amazing? Richard Attenborough, also born on this day with Michael Jackson, and the lovely Ingrid Bergman, also born on this day. That's the wheel. More tomorrow.
Astronauts.
Triple M's $10,000 bucket list.
Oh, yeah. Only Triple M club members can win. Someone's going to win another 10 grand Friday. Now, this was me yesterday, right, trying to talk to Kevin. If you missed what happened yesterday, this is what happened. I'm trying to get him on air to talk about him because he's a club member, about what he'll do with the 10 grand. Only Triple M club members can win like Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. How are you, champion? He's got me on hold. Don't ever doubt this show isn't live, folks. That is too funny. So there he is. He's got me on hold. How did he do that? Well, I've got him on the phone now to explain what happened yesterday. G'day, Kevin.
G'day.
Yeah, Kevin. What did you do? Now, you rang back and spoke to Aideen on the front desk. You just said you thought you'd lost me, but you must have put pushed a button because there was such beautiful music playing in the background.
Hello.
Yeah, you're there, mate.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What did you do? You must have pushed a button on your phone you didn't know you had.
No.
Oh, don't tell me it's going to happen again. I tell you what, how good the phone systems are, all right? He is fanning him 50 yards across the street in his chicken van, and I can't hear him. Are you there?
Yes, right on me.
Okay, we better get on with this. I can't believe it. You can fanning him throw a rock. Now, Kevin, the 10 grand, if you pick it up, mate, what are you going to do with it?
Well, mate, we just went to Germany and bought Nicky Carroll. Oh, yeah, and that'll.
All right, now, Kevin, I've got to say, this is fair dinkum jinxed. You cannot hear a word you're saying. The entry is, and we've spoken to him, he's got a caravan and he's going to go around Australia in it. Good on you, Kevin. Now, I've got Barb waiting outside here. Barb, he's in that van there. How far would that be from this studio, that chicken van? How far would that be?
Oh, yeah, I know, just
right 50, outside. Yeah. And the phone... Sounds like that. That'll fair dinkum do me. Good on you, Kevin. Only Triple M club members can win. Mobile phones. Marina is away. We have Andrea sitting in with the traffic for us next.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and here is Christy.
Good morning. Now, you were talking about Guess a Granddad just yes. then. Do people know if you are or aren't a granddad, Strawny?
Me, yeah.
Is he a granddad? Is that the question? Well, look, young Alex is old enough to
yeah, that's right.
have his own kid. Go on, tell yep. the story about what your first grandchild should be called.
Well, no, because my wife is horrified.
Go on.
But Rebecca, my future daughter-in-law, she plays along with it. Because Stevie Ray Vaughan, it was the anniversary of his death on the 27th too, in 1990, is my favourite guitar player of all time. So I am wanting my first grandchild, either male or female, to be Stevie Ray Strawn. Because Stevie Ray can be a girl's name or a exactly. boy's name, all right?
It's a beautiful name too, Stevie Ray Strong.
My wife is horrified. Beck plays along with it. Yeah, yeah.
They probably will do it yeah. now.
She's cunning too. She said if they have twins and one's evil, we get to bring it up.
Well, why don't you say have
terrible?
Twins, you call one Stevie and you call one Ray.
Now, then I would get kicked out of
yeah,
home.
Exactly.
Don't
exactly.
you? But just if you see her in the street, say, Deb, I reckon it's a really good idea. And she'll just shake her head. Go on. So you see her in the street.
Just start chanting, Stevie Ray Strong.
Stevie Ray Strong. That's right, yeah.
Too funny. Anyway, what's on around the Mid-North Coast? The Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at the Lions Club Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15. The annual Archibald Prize is on show at the Glasshouse. Over the years, the Archibald Prize has become a who's who of Australian culture, from politicians to celebrities, sporting heroes to artists, and, of course, all this week through till Saturday. The sculpture in the jail finishes on Saturday. So it's on from 9 till 5 daily with $3,000 in prizes on offer. So get along, vote for your favourite sculpture, and the winner will be drawn on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Seabreeze Beach Hotel.
Yeah, they've got a really big week coming, because I think the Fishers have got the way in there this weekend, the fishing club, and they've turned the joint into a German beer hall this week.
Oh, nice. Yeah. In preparation for October, even though it's a little while away.
I know.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah. I know. Good stuff. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Guess a Granddad coming up, thanks to Johns.
All this week, Triple M rocks Father's Day with Guess a Granddad.
Stop throwing like a...
Powered by Johns Family Jewellers, Horton Street, Port Macquarie. Get your dad an NRL watch for Father's Day.
Yeah, Guess a Granddad. We're having fun all week playing this, and the questions are really, really simple. I've got another really simple one for you today. 13, 27, 10. I'm going to give you two names. You've got to tell me, out of the two, which one is a granddad. Now, thanks to Johns Jewellers, Horton Street, Port Macquarie, we have an NRL watch to give away for Father's Day. 13, 27, 10. It is time to play Guess a Granddad. And I hope the phones are working here this time. Goodness. Hello, who have I got there?
That's Aaron Strawny.
Hey, Aaron, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate.
You have a perfect phone, Aaron. I love you. This is good. I can finally hear someone. All right, Aaron, here we go. You know how this works. Two names. Which one is the granddad? Out of Steve Martin or Pierce Brosnan? Which one is a granddad?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin? It is not Steve Martin. Oh, no, Aaron. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Hi, it's Annalisa.
Hey, Annalisa. Is it Pierce Brosnan or Pierce Brosnan?
Oh, my God, what did the other guy say?
No, just say Pierce Brosnan, please.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, there we go. I've had a great morning here. Pierce Brosnan has been granddad since 1998. Now, if your name comes out of the barrel on Friday, you're going to get the NRL watch of your choice for either your dad, your granddad, your hubby, or whatever. Okay. Now, in your family, who do they go for, the men in your family?
Tigers.
They go for the Tigers. Well, you're on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Maroon's going to call that game. It's going to be a big one. All right. Hold the line, Annalise. Another winner here at Triple M. More of Guess a Granddad tomorrow here at Triple M. Well, it's been an